Today is a great day of celebration in the church. As great as Easter celebration, we celebrate today the fulfillment of the promises of Christ to his followers, to his disciples, and to us. And through the action and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, our church was born and had prevailed until now. Then let us rejoice and be glad. The primitive Christian communities, the group of the apostles and the believers, got the graces and gift of the Holy Spirit and were able to proclaim the good news of Jesus. And furthermore, they were able to bear witness of their faith, even with their own life. We, the living body of Christ, the living church of Christ, today, we have received also the graces of the Holy Spirit through the different sacraments in our life, especially in baptism, confirmation, and for us who have been ordained, in the ordination to the priesthood. And today, in this feast day, once again, we ask the risen Lord to renew in us the presence and graces of the Holy Spirit, that he will enable us to be good witness of our faith and to proclaim the good news to those around us and to the world, as the apostles and the first Christian communities did, to be a good witness of our faith and to proclaim the good news. We ask the risen Lord to renew the graces and presence in us, that he may renew the face of the earth from all kind of sinfulness, from all kind of actions against the human dignity and the dignity of the earth itself. Contamination, pollution, abuse of natural resources, genetic manipulations, corruption, hatred, violence, racial discrimination, labor abuses, and new kinds of slavery, and new social idols. We ask the Lord to renew the face of the earth, but especially to renew in each ash of us our faith, our commitments, our principles, our convictions, and motivations to build up the church, to build up the kingdom of God, and to live out our faith with love and sincerity. Once again, we ask the risen Lord to renew in us the presence and graces of the Holy Spirit, that he may renew the call of all to share as baptized people to the service of others and for the common good of the living body of Christ, the Church. As a community of faith, we give thanks to God for all the volunteers that work in different ministries of the parish. And we ask the risen Lord to renew their generosity, to renew their love for service, to renew their vocation, to share the gift and skills of God that God has given to them. and to bless them and their families always. We ask also the risen Lord to continue calling many more to serve him and his people in the different service of the parish and in the vocation to the priesthood and religious life. Today especially we pray for those who were ordained deacons last Friday. Two deacons, they were ordained for the Diocese of Charleston. And we must pray also there will be one who is a deacon already and will be ordained to the priesthood in June. But we need to ask the risen Lord to call, to continue calling. For you, that the seniors, you finished your high school, you had plans for the future, maybe consider that possibility. Be open to the call. May God is calling you. Don't be chained. Don't be afraid. And be ready to say, here I am, Lord. Help me to do your will. But it's in his hands. He's the one calling. And we are the one answering to that call. But we need to pray. We need to pray for priesthood, for vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Give us a spirit of courage and fervor. Sanctify. Guide and inspire us as we journey this moment of history, being your disciples and being your witness. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.